The People's Train, written by Tom Keneally and read by David Tredinnick.
When I first came to Brisbane in the year 1911, I wrote often to my sister, Zhenia Trofimova, as I had not done during my escape or while Suvarov and I were surviving in Shanghai. That I had not written earlier was not due to lack of affection, but to the fact I was so unsettled. But now I felt that for a time I had reached the end of journeying. I dedicate these pages, which were written in exile, to her. Trofimov, my brother-in-law, was at that stage a Donetsk coal miner, a noble soul and a reader who, although I did not know it at the time, had recently been overcome by gases and dust clouds in the Verkhneye No. 3 mine. When they first opened those workings, the priest came down the shaft with holy water and incantations. But no blessing would prove equal to the unholy atmosphere of the mine. I move ahead too fast. Exile is my story, not Black Lung. I was amazed at first arrival in the city by the fact that even the poor did not eat horse meat. Yes, they ate rabbits, of which there are too many. Did that mean it was a working man's paradise already, without a revolution? Well, the men in the railway camp near Warwick, where I had worked early in my Australian experience, did not think so. The system remained the system. There were men I knew who fed their children a slice of bread and lard 4 evenings a week. Yet, I remembered intelligent Russians who, having never been there, declared that Australia was a working man's paradise. But the reality, even in a new country, was that the old world had been imported there in one lump. However, this was a good place for a tired old prisoner to rest in the sun and between battles. Brisbane ran up a hill in a bow of river and sat without any fuss under the humid sky. And Russia had come there. I went along to a meeting of the Association of Russian Emigrants on the south side of the river, Stanley Street. There were Russians of all shades there. Vague liberals, Mensheviks, disappointed agrarian socialists, who once lived with peasants but found them mean and wanting. Revolutionary socialists, anarchists, and wobblies. And also people who just wanted to take a rest from the Tsar.